Now I'm talking with Daniel Mudal.
Yes.
Who is part of an association here at Saint-Michel-en-Grève.
My association is the MVCG, Military Vehicle Conservation Group.
The beach is just covered with ancient military vehicles. They are all American?
Yeah, all vehicles we have are Americans. And each owner has his own vehicles, come on, clothes, artifacts about Second World War, and especially American. And we are here today because we celebrate the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Brittany. Our association started at Donville-les-Bains over Granville, 26th of July. And we follow the same road and ways used by the Third Army. It is why today we are here to commemorate the Anton operation with the landing of three LST, LST maybe, I can't remember exactly, but pool of supply for a pattern army with gas, ammunition, food, supply. Necessary supply, and also to back wounded soldier in Great Britain to save their life.
It was to liberate Brest, I think, that this movement was happening, wasn't it?
Yeah, but for us, we stop at Lesnevin town. We have had a very big, beautiful and friendly ceremony. We haven't followed way or tour to Brest because it was have no time. Normally we have to set up our camp on the beach, but today with the weather, it's a very stormy weather, very windy, it's impossible to set up safely our tent and our camp.
Tell me, what is the fascination for you with this historical event? why are you so interested in the American army?
No, you should be surprised. My passion is history, all history. And close your language, British language. I love your language. And when I was a kid, 12 years old, I saw the movie, Longest Day. And I have been branded to see this movie. And for me, it was impossible to be fascinated and to want to learn, to know exactly what's happened without speaking your language, because it is a language of liberty. During 2 years long, Angleterre, for French, was Angleterre, and London was the lighthouse of Europe. And all eyes were turned to London. Help come from London. Liberty come from London. And I am fascinated because for many kids, they were soldiers, yes, but those soldiers were citizen soldiers and were teenagers like today. And many of them lose their life to be free for my grandparents and I. And to speak with you right now, without those kids, I don't stay here right in my boots to talk with you to explain why. But with my age, 62 years old, parents, grandparents, I know the cost of freedom and the price of life. And it is why my fascination, it is not fascination, but it's a grateful for the duty, for what those soldiers made and also the country. And I have a special thing to their mothers, the mothers of all those soldiers, because they saw their kids leave home, but they don't know if they're back home safe. And many of them stay here in France, lying in a coffin in different place. So we have a blood death for United States and for the people of America. And it is why I'm here. and I am a reenactor about this period.
Everybody knows about the landings on the beaches of Normandy, but this, in Brittany, this Saint-Michel-en-Grève isn't so well known.
No.
So part of the role today, perhaps, is to let people know about this particular operation?
Yes, they help people to know what's happened. For people around here, maybe they know what's happened, and it is very important. But for the other, no, it is a spot of history. But it's the same in the center of Brittany, in the center of France, and in different places. And also the same for you, my interviewer, with the dynamo operation at Dunkirk, because I know many people, simple people, with small boats, do their duty to collect soldiers on the beach of Dunkirk. It's for those, for many, many millions of families, it's a spot of life, but very important and so light.
Daniel Medal, you're part of an association. You told me it's to do with motor vehicles. Can you tell me a little bit about your association? Where is it based in?
This association is based at Étables-sur-Mer, close Saint-Brieuc. That is the headquarters of our association. Many people of this association is MVCG Bretagne. And we have with us many friends come from Chartres town. The other one come from Granville, and the other around all place of Brittany. It is friends, always interesting about this history. And each people with their facilities, the owner of different type of vehicles, from the small one, very cheap, to the very heavy, very expensive, but with the same way and vision of our association. There is no difference between the owner of a bicycle from 1940 to the other one with a Sherman or M7 Priest.
Daniel Medal, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's a really pleasure for me.
Thank you very much for all the information.
Okay, thank you very much for you.